Welcome to the Coda Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, I was going to talk about some other topics. I've got a whole bunch to record, but I recently turned 30 a few days ago, and I've just been thinking about, you know, I've been doing the web for quite a long time now. It's at least 10 years professionally, bare minimum, maybe 12, but I've been doing stuff since way before then. So I thought it'd be good to kind of look back at my career and think about the things that I wish I'd done more of, what things I did that made a big difference in my career and kind of what I'm looking to do in the future. So I'm not too sure how helpful this would be to you. I think there's some points there if you're starting on that. I think some points from my first two about what I wish I had done more of and what I did to make a big difference could help you. And particularly a second point might be able to help you if you're kind of in this spot in your career and you're trying to kind of just push yourself a little bit and go a little bit further or something like that. So starting off with what I wish I'd done more of, one of the big things is actually just learn a language and learn it in depth. So what I did, I originally started more so in PHP, and I knew a lot of the basics and some of the fairly regular functions, but I didn't go right down in depth into all the little nitty-gritty bits of the actual language itself. And I think that kind of showed recently when I was checking out PHP 7 and seeing all the nice functions and things that they have now. It made me kind of look up to see, like, okay, they didn't have this in the past, what did they have similar? And there were actually things that I could do that would kind of get there, and they could have been helpful in the past. So learning those things in languages probably could have made my code a lot better, a lot earlier. And I think just skimming over the language and getting enough to be able to get by, plus learning a little bit here and there, wasn't quite enough. So I think that learning a language more in depth would have been a big one. The other one was just surrounding myself with other developers and designers. At the time, it was kind of hard on the coast because where I'm from, the Gold Coast in Australia, back then when I was first starting out, there wasn't a huge amount of people doing the web in the way that I was with myself, and I couldn't find too many like-minded people. When I eventually went to TAFE, which is kind of like a community college sort of thing, I found some people there, but it still wasn't quite what I was doing. So finding more people like that would have been really helpful. I think it would have really just pushed my skills a lot further, because if you surround yourself with people who are better than you, or even just like-minded, you generally grow a lot quicker because you got those people there pushing you or bouncing ideas off and those kind of things. Really comes down to that pairing mentality. When you pair with someone, usually you write better code. And the other thing, on the last one on this list, is reached out to potential clients with some free work while I was building my portfolio and my skills. This is something that I wish I did earlier, instead of just kind of doing a little bit here, a little bit there with my own stuff and then putting that up and going to people and saying, this is what I can do here. So I really wish I just reached out to them and said, hey, I'll do you a free website, this, and, you know, just did a handful of them and used that as my portfolio. So I think that would really help me quite a lot in that regard. So those are kind of my main regrets in regards to what I wish I'd done more when I first started. Those are pretty big ones. The first two are the main ones. That last one, you know, it's neither here or there, but getting the actual real-world experience on projects that generally, if you're doing the free work for them, you'd generally be a little bit more excited to do them, because you'll tend to try and reach out to places that you already kind of have some kind of connection with. So next up is what I did that made a big difference. So one of the biggest things that I think I did was constantly putting myself out of my comfort zone. I'd always try and tackle a problem that I didn't know how to solve. I think this made me think a little bit more outside the box of what I'm used to, and I think this kind of goes with life itself a bit. You know, if you're not putting yourself out of your comfort zone fairly often, then you're not really going to grow or grow as much. So that one was pretty big for me. The other one was learning the command line. This was pretty big, and I still kind of push this at meetup groups that I go to, because there are a lot of people that don't use the command line, and there's a ton of great command line-based tools, and just for general working, as well as all your projects, open source software that you use, have CLI tools that can really, really help you with your development. It can speed things up, can make things a bit easier. There's a lot of things there. And you're just finding there's more and more useful tools around the command line. there's so many, like you think Create React App, for example. If you're doing any kind of React apps, that's a great tool to use on the command line. I can do things for you. You're looking at Gulp and Webpack and stuff like that. They can really, really boost your productivity and the things you can do with your web projects. The next thing I did was I took a chance on a new language. So I did PHP for most of my career, and I decided to pick up Ruby. I'd been checking out in the past every now and then, but I never really got into it. And I decided one day, okay, that's it. I'm going to go in all in on this language. I'm going to learn it. I'm going to play around with it. I'm going to start some projects in it and see what it's like. And that kind of pushed me out of my previous thinking, because I was previously just thinking about just websites, so basic websites, maybe some cruddy style or content managed sites that I was building from scratch at the time. And it kind of got me thinking about, you know, different ways of working with a language, because Ruby was vastly different from PHP and things like that. So that kind of put me into where I went, and I kind of moved jobs to do more web applications instead of websites. And I think that really helped having this big paradigm shift for me, which is something I'm going to be touching on a little bit in the next kind of group of points as well. The next thing was I did a lot of work on projects that I had a close connection with. So these were like side projects and some kind of free work, but not quite, because I did get paid a little bit for them. And that was things like I built a website for Queensland bodyboarding back in the day, as well as my own local bodyboarding club and things like that. And where I really put in a lot of effort and time into those, and that included a little bit of design work and stuff as well. And I think that really helped, because it was something I was pretty passionate about. I still love bodyboarding, and it's something I like to be a part of. But that really helped a lot, because I found myself really wanting to work on it all the time. It's like finding a really good side project. So I kind of treated it like that. The next one was starting a meetup group. So I've been running Drupal Gold Coast for, I think, 6 years now. It's been quite a while. Starting that, and I've learned so much from a lot of people. I've been able to get extra work as well when I need some extra money. I've been able to also boost my own knowledge by teaching there. So I've been doing a bit of mentoring and teaching, also helping my public speaking and things like that. Which leads me on to my last point, is podcasting. So I think that whole teaching, mentoring, and just kind of getting your thoughts out there, really tremendously important. So that's why I kind of started the podcast, was get my thoughts and stuff out there, because I love talking about the web, but also to be able to kind of talk to other people about the web and things that they do and stuff like that. So I think those ones are really important. I think today you really should be looking at podcasting or vlogging or, you know, recording screencasts or something like that, because with those kind of aspects, as well as, I suppose, doing talks at your local meetups, it's all going to be growing, allowing you to grow yourself, because you'll tend to learn things a lot more when you're teaching. If you try and teach something, you'll quickly find out how much you don't know about what you think you knew. So it's like, okay, I think I'm a 5 in PHP out of 5, and then you go and teach it and you realize, oh, I'm probably actually a 3. And then you can find areas where you can improve, and generally just teaching will help you improve as well. So those are the things that I thought that made a big difference in my career. And now kind of what I'm looking to do in the future. So again, where I spoke about taking a chance on a new language, I'm taking a chance on Elixir. So this is something I think from a functional language point, at least for me, is a good option to play around with something completely different. It gives me a different thought process on how I write my Ruby, for example, and things like that. So Elixir's pretty much very similar to Ruby in its syntax. It gives me the benefits of Node, which I really like, all the asynchronous stuff, and it's also a functional language, so I kind of get that Go kind of thing together. So I thought those were pretty cool, and it just seems pretty fun, and the things it can do are quite impressive, and it's really built for the web when you're looking at frameworks like Phoenix. So taking a chance on that to alter my thinking there. It's already got me thinking more about really small little single responsibility things, but more than what I was doing in Ruby, as well as how I handle and write my code in general. So it's nice there. The other thing is more of a heavy focus on JavaScript. So this is something that I kind of wish I did do more in my early career. I did learn jQuery, but not fully in depth and really taking advantage of that. And I kind of stepped away when I learned jQuery from vanilla JavaScript. I really wish I did learn more about vanilla JavaScript. Another thing I want to do is just teach and mentor more. Again, that's helping my public speaking by doing talks, but as well as just in general looking at like helping someone out and hopefully helping them achieve something. So that kind of gives me a little bit of satisfaction there and hopefully bringing some more people into the industry, as well as just helping people solve some problems. But besides that, just learning a bit more. So the more I teach, the more I learn, the more better at my craft I become. And one that's it's something I've been trying to do for a while, but it's always kind of keeps building up, is reducing my freelance work. So the idea is that, you know, freelance work's great, you know, the money's not too bad, but the thing is, I really want to focus on side projects and learning new languages or refining my existing languages, like learning more into Ruby about different things I can do there, really going super in-depth with React and vanilla JavaScript. But my freelancing work takes up my time. So, yeah, I really want to try and reduce that. So, yes, I might not have more play money or something like that, but I will be kind of investing in myself with that extra time that I have there. So that's kind of generally my look back on my career. There are things I wish I'd done more of, what I did that made a pretty big difference, and the things I'm looking to do in the future. I'd love to know what your thoughts are. You know, what's your journey been like? You know, what do you wish that you'd done more of? You know, what are you doing now that's kind of, or what you have recently done that's made a pretty big difference, and what are you looking to do in the future? I'd love to know. You can send through a tweet to @CodeCatchUp on Twitter. You can send through an email to codecatchup@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment on codecatchup.com for this episode. But anyway, that's it. Catch the next episode.